Well, it's an honor to be here with you today. For those of you who don't know who I am or my name is Caleb McCall, and I'm the founder and executive director of Be the Bush Recovery Ministries and Miriam House. And for those of you who also don't know, Forrest Mill has been a very important part of what we've been able to accomplish in our community in the last couple of years. We founded Be the Bush in 2018, and Forrest Mill and the Shepherds, I approached them with this idea of being able to help men. At that time, it was just men who needed discipleship. A lot of people look at our ministry, and we do go by a recovery ministry, but when you get down to the nuts and bolts of what it is that we do, it's discipleship. Jesus didn't say, go out into the world and make converts. He said, go out into the world and make disciples. And to make disciples, you have to do life with them. You have to teach them. You have to love them. You have to show them. And God will grow them. Amen. And so, we started Miriam House in 2020 in the middle of a global pandemic, which was interesting. I tell you what, if you want to start a ministry in the middle of a global pandemic, you better pray and hope that God's hand is upon it. And it has been, and we have been extremely blessed with our staff and team. And I'm just so excited to be with you today for a Miriam House graduation. We've got to do a BTB graduation here before, and that was with Jeremy Poe. And so we are getting to do a graduation today with Miss Crystal McGregor. We are so proud of you and thankful for you and all of the hard work that you have put in. And I just want to say this. I'm getting to the word. I didn't mean to take up this much time with this, but we're just so proud of you. And Forrest Mill, you're a very important part of what is taking place today. And we are extremely grateful for your partnership and sowing seed and investing into our students, discipling them, teaching them, accepting them, and loving them when they come into your building. That's the greatest thing that our students could ever take part in here with you. And y'all are just a big part of that and what we do. So we want to say thank you. And we'll get to that graduation here in a second. But I feel like there's a word shut up in my bones, amen? And I want to preach that word and give that word to you. I'm excited to be here with you today. And so without further ado, we'll get into the word, and then we'll handle some other business right after that. But if you would, and you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Mark chapter 11 and starting in verse 12. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I think I'm going to do it anyways. It's my custom that we stand for the reading of God's word. Is that okay with everybody? If you are able, can we just stand and honor God's word? I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes today from a message that I've entitled, Produce Fruit in Any Season. Produce Fruit in Any Season. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12, and the Bible says this, on the next day when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing in distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing on it but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples were listening. Go ahead and skip down to verse 20 there. We're circling back around to the next day. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered up from the roots. Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him. Therefore, I say to you, all things which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for the next couple of moments that you would anoint me. Lord, that they wouldn't see a man up here with a microphone and a headset, but God, that you would hide me behind the shadow of your cross to preach and teach your word. May we leave with some bread today. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in this service and what you've already done. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. 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 So I want to speak to you for a couple of moments. You may be seated. I want to speak to you for a couple of moments from a message that I've entitled Fruit in Any Season. But before we get started with that, I believe that we need to establish some things. Because when you say that title, Fruit in Any Season, that can probably be a little bit confusing. You might be saying, Caleb, well, isn't there certain seasons for certain things? And isn't it biblical for us to have seasons and go through peaks and valleys and trials and tribulations? And yes, that is true. But in saying that, we cannot miss the fact that there is no season or dry season that we can't produce fruit if we are standing or staying in the presence of the Lord. You're going to hear me say that word presence a lot today. And what I mean by that is spending time in Jesus' presence, spending time in God's presence. Well, how do you spend time in His presence? Well, you can spend time in His presence through His Word. Amen. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you spend time in your Word, you are spending time with Jesus. You are spending time with Christ. The Bible also says that God inhabits the praises of His people. And where two or three are gathered, there He is in the midst. So you're spending time with Jesus. You're connected with the vine. Every time that you come into a worship service, or every time that you go into your room and shut the door behind you and spend time in the Word and in prayer and in worship, the Bible teaches us that God invades that atmosphere. That's an incredible thing to think about, isn't it, church? But let's establish the fact that there are seasons, and we will go through peaks and we will go through valleys in life, but I need to establish that so that you can fully understand what it is that I'm saying to you today. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8 says this: there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up what is lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to set apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time for love and a time for hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Seasons. He sets up kingdoms and governments. Daniel 2:21 says, and He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them understanding. You know, the Bible actually teaches us that the Lord is the one who sets up governments and kings and gives wisdom and knowledge, and can also take it away, as we just read in the book of Daniel. And we read in Romans 13 that the Bible says that all authority is God ordained. Amen. Some of you might have been saying that Daniel verse, well, that's Old Testament. Well, all you got to do is move over to Romans chapter 13 to find out that it's in the New Testament as well. So a king and a president is simply a pawn in the hands of God, is what the Bible has told us. The sooner we realize that, us Christians, we can stop arguing about who's in office, right? And we can stop arguing about this and arguing about that and government officials and not be worried about those things, all realizing that at the end of the day, that things are in God's hands, and He ushers in times and He ushers in seasons. He also established earthly seasons. Amen. Psalm 104 19 says, He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth it's going up and it's coming down. Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, days and years. So do we see what I'm trying to tell you this morning, church? God has appointed times and He has appointed seasons. He has appointed governments in the earth. In your life, there is a time to be born. There is a time to die. There is a time to cry, and there are times that we should laugh. There are times for governments and kings to be in power, but there is also times for them to be removed. There are times for victories, and there are times for losses. There are times for peaks, but there are also times for valleys. There are times for tribulations and times for it to be good. So here we see from the scriptures, there are times and seasons ordained by God. I think I've said that a million and one times. I think everybody got it now, right? There are times and seasons for things in our life as believers. But we see here that Jesus steps up to the fig tree in Mark chapter 11, and the Bible says it was not the season for figs, yet Jesus curses this tree and says, "May no one eat of your fruit again." There are times and there are seasons in our lives, but can I be straightforward and honest with you this morning? You want to know what there is never a time and a season for? There's never a time and there is never a season in your life that you should not be producing fruit for the kingdom of God when you are staying in Jesus' presence. Amen? Unfortunately, there are too many people out there that come into services and get into the presence of God week after week. We just talked about that. Anytime that you get in the Word, you're in His presence. Anytime that you gather with the saints of God, you're in His presence. Where two or three are gathered, there He is in the midst. He inhabits the praises of His people, meaning that He lives there. That word inhabits means that He actually lives there. He's in those moments, right? He's in those moments. But we have people that can come into our services week after week, but there is no fruit that their life says they belong to Jesus. And let me tell you something, Church of Jesus Christ, that is illegal in the kingdom of God. That is illegal in the kingdom of God. Look what Jesus did. The text says that it wasn't the season for figs, but yet when Jesus walks up to it, He expects for there to be fruit upon the tree. And He condemns it and He says, "May no one ever eat of you again." Why does Jesus have the authority to do that? Or why does He do that? That doesn't seem fair that Jesus would do that. But He's able to do that because He was there on the day that that tree was intelligently designed and beautifully created. He was there when God the Father said, "Let there be light," and it come flying out of His mouth at 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of light. For those of us who didn't do well in school, that was me. I had to learn that one, right? Because He's the visible image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all creation. For by Him and through Him, all things were created that are on the heaven, that are in the heavens and on the earth, both visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or authority or rulers, because all things were created by Him and for Him and before Him. He is all things, as Colossians chapter 1 says. It's because of Him that the tree is even there, just like it is because of Him that we are here today. It's because of Him that the tree is even there, just like it's because of Him that we are here. So how could we, if in His presence and standing before Him, not produce fruit for the kingdom of God? And can I just share this right now? If we come to church week after week and get into His presence but don't produce fruit for His kingdom, I would say that according to our text today, that Jesus is frustrated with us. Y'all with me this morning? You okay? I know I'm being a little rough right now. It's going to get better. Hold on. But I think it's fair to say that Jesus is frustrated with us like He was frustrated with this tree. If we come to church week after week, or we would go through a year-long program and give Jesus and give Christ time day after day, but then we don't produce fruit for His kingdom. And let's clarify where we're going with this, because I keep repeating it and talking about fruit. And when I talk about fruit, of course, I'm talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, gentleness, and self-control. How about this one? What about a life lived? Isn't that fruit? You know, anytime you hear fruit in the Bible, you can always equate it to evidence. That's what the Bible is talking about when it's talking about your fruit. Fruit is the evidence of where you are really at. Well, what are you trying to say with this message, Caleb? We might go through seasons. We might go through peaks. We might go through valleys. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to have hard times. We're going to have good times. But what I'm trying to tell you this morning is that we as Christians should not be seasonal people, although we go through seasonal times. There should be fruit hanging from our tree no matter what season that we are in, no matter what kind of trial or tribulation that we are going through. We might go through seasons, but we ourselves as kingdom people and really in Christ are not seasonal people, because if you're in His presence, fruit will be a byproduct of that. Jesus curses that tree while in his presence that did not produce fruit. Why would we think that we are anything different? Yes, God loves all of his creation. And yes, he loves mankind with a special kind of love. He says that the Father sees birds falling from the air and he cares for them. So how much more does he care for us? But if Jesus curses this tree for not producing fruit in the off season, we could look at this as a harsh, or we could get the right perspective with a kingdom perspective and look at this in the right light. Because if we look at this situation in the right perspective and in the right light, this should actually be an encouragement to us. You've got to look at this in the correct light. You've got to look at it in the correct lens, because what the Bible is telling us in this moment is that if you are standing in front of Jesus day after day, if you're spending time in his word, if you're spending time in his presence, there is no season in your life that you cannot produce fruit for the kingdom of God if you are with him, if you are connected to him, if he is standing in front of you and you are standing in front of him. It does not matter what you are going through in life. It doesn't matter what life has thrown at you. It means that you can produce fruit for the kingdom of God. We can produce fruit if we are staying in his presence. What Jesus is saying here is that it doesn't matter what season that you are in. If you'll stay connected to him and you'll stay in front of him, you can produce fruit for his kingdom. I don't know about you, but that encourages me. It lets me know that there's no season I'm in where if I'm in his presence, I cannot produce fruit for the kingdom of God. This isn't a doom and gloom message. I know it started out like that, and y'all thought maybe I come to bust somebody up today, but this is an encouragement. This is an encouragement to know that no matter what life throws at you, as long as I'm connected to the vine, as long as I'm standing there in front of you, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, that I have a chance to stay fruitful no matter what life throws at me. Wow, is that not an encouragement this morning, church? Is that not an encouragement this morning? I came to provoke somebody this morning to get into his presence. I said, I came to provoke somebody this morning to get into his presence. This is a message that if you stay in his presence, you will have the power to produce. Let me repeat that. If you stay in his presence, you will have the power to produce. If you stay connected to the vine, you will produce no matter what season that you were in. Because look, church, some of us in this room today, we don't know everybody's story. We don't know where everybody's at that's sitting next to us. Maybe we know some of them, but we don't know what everybody's walking through and what everybody is going through. But some of us in this room, I can guarantee it, are walking through some tough seasons in your life. I'll be quite honest. We've just walked through the craziest 2 years that I know people that have lived through World War I and World War II, and I've talked to them, and they say they've never seen times like that we're in right now. And so somebody in this room is probably going through adversity, probably going through some tough times and some trials. And maybe it's crazy at Forest Mill and nobody is, but I guarantee you, if that's the case, you know somebody who is going through a tough time and going through some trials. I'll be honest. Can I just be transparent? I know this isn't my home church, but I just feel like when we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the privilege and liberty to do so. But I've been walking through one of the craziest seasons of my life. It's been tough. There's been nonsense going on around me. There's been accusations. There's just been silliness going on. But can I tell you that even in the days when I feel like there is no fruit, all I've got to do is go over to Miriam House or go over to BTB or sit in my church and go through some messages where people have spoken and said, man, what you said today is really touched me, or I see the fruit of the ministry. And even though going through crazy times, I've been able to produce fruit. And I'm not trying to make this about me or build myself up to be better than I am, because that grace that you was talking about earlier, boy, I tell you what, I needed, and I need it every day, don't we all? But it's been wonderful to, even when I doubt myself, even when chaos and turmoil is going on around me, that I can look and see some fruit because I've stayed connected to Him. It doesn't matter what I go through in life. I promise you, I'm going to spend about an hour with Jesus every single day. And I'm not saying I've been perfect in that either, but I'm telling you, it is very rare that I don't spend an hour in the presence of the Lord every day, no matter what I've got going on or where I'm going. And I encourage you to do the same either. Same too. Don't let it become a religious thing, but let it become a relationship thing where you are staying connected with Him. Jesus says, go into your room and shut the door behind you and spend time with me in secret, and my Father will reward you in the open. Go shut the door behind you. Open God's Word. Spend time with Him. Pray and communicate with God. You understand that's what prayer is? Us church folks, we like to complicate things sometimes. Prayer is communication with you and your Creator, the one who shaped you and formed you in your mother's womb. He says, I even knew you before you got there. That Creator who shaped and formed and molded everything that we see loves you, and He created you with a plan and a purpose. You want to know the funny thing about plans and purposes? You cannot accomplish them without getting to know the person who put them into establishment. We've got to spend time in His presence. But there's probably people in the room today that are walking through trials, walking through tribulations, walking through tough seasons. And I came with just a quick message. Stay in His presence. Stay in His presence. Maybe you're going through a divorce in the room. Can I encourage you? Stay in His presence. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Stay in His presence. Maybe you just got laid off. Stay in His presence. Maybe they cheated on you. Maybe they abused you and used you and left you. Stay in His presence. Whatever it is that you're walking through, Jesus is saying, if you will stay in my presence and stay connected to me, which is the vine, you can produce fruit no matter what you are walking in this season. Come on, the world would say, how can you stay in church after your husband did that to you? Why are you reading your Bible still? Where was God when you asked Him to heal your body? Where was God when you got laid off? Come on. We might be going through a dry season or walking through a desert or a wilderness, but I'm here to encourage somebody this morning that Jesus is saying the same thing that He said 2,000 years ago. If you're in my presence, it should be impossible for you to not produce fruit for the kingdom of God. If you're in my presence, it doesn't matter what dry season that you are in. The dry season can be over. If you stay in my presence, I can come back with the head of your enemy and call it your victory. If you'll stay in my presence, the valleys doesn't seem so low. If you'll stay in my presence, holiness and righteousness can get on you. If you'll stay in my presence, the glory of God can even get on you. Just ask Moses, right? You know, there was a couple of years ago where I was working, and I wasn't in full-time ministry yet, and I was working a ton, and I was working a lot, and I knew that I was supposed to be in ministry, and I knew that God was calling me to start ministry and to start BTB. Our community needed it greatly, and seemed like I was kind of working my life away, and I was a little bit frustrated in that season. But can I tell you, I just stayed connected to the vine. I just stayed connected to the vine, and the Lord produced something out of that. You know, I was working at a place, and I had to go in early, so I was having to get up at 4:30 in the morning to stay connected to the vine, to get up and spend time with the Lord while I had some strength, while I had some energy, because by the end of the day, I was wore plumb out. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices, as the brother was talking about this morning, as our brother was talking about this morning. Sometimes it takes sacrifices to stay connected to the vine. Sometimes it takes sacrifices and pushing things away to stay connected to His presence. It's all about presence in the Christian walk. Without being in His presence, it's impossible for you to produce fruit. And if you don't produce fruit for the kingdom of God, you're in trouble. We are in trouble if we're not producing fruit for the kingdom of God. And can I say this too? If you're on top of the mountain and you're not going through the trial, the tribulation, the valley, or any of those things, can I just encourage you this morning, don't forget what got you there, which was His presence, because you had an encounter with God at some point and you followed him and you've spent time in his presence, and that is what has got you there. Amen. You know, one other thing about the fig tree is this. The fig represents man doing things his way and trying to cover it up. Do y'all remember Genesis chapter 3? The fig tree represents the way of man and him trying to cover it up. Fig tree behavior and trying to cover up your sin instead of bringing it into the light, which God is light, that's what gets them kicked out of the presence and the garden. It's because they tried to cover themselves with the fig leaves. The way of the fig leaves, the mentality of the fig tree and the fig leaves is, let me just try to cover up my sin. Let me try to cover up what it is that's going on in my life. Let me try to cover up the fact that I'm not spending time in his word or in his presence or in worship. We cannot afford to go that route. Which brings me to my next point of John chapter 15 that would back up what I'm saying in the message today. You know, there is no season. Really get a hold of this today. There's no season in your life that you cannot produce fruit if we are in his presence. We don't have time to read through the whole chapter of John 15, but I'll sum it up for you in a few words. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. My Father is the vine dresser and he prunes to create more. If you're not connected to me, if you don't stay in my presence, which is the only way for you to produce fruit, Jesus makes this statement clear in John chapter 15 that you'll be cut off if you're not producing fruit. So you see, you can only produce fruit if you are connected to him. Outside of him, you can produce no fruit. Can I tell you, that's why this message is so important, that we understand this about being in his presence, staying connected to him who is the vine, so that we can produce fruit. Because if we're not producing fruit, Jesus makes a very strong statement and says that I will have to cut you off. And I know that this is tough, but these are the words of Jesus. Come on, how many of you know we need to get back to teaching the tough words of Jesus as well as the loving ones? Amen. We've got to preach the whole Bible. Amen. And so these are some tough words, but we cannot afford to come in week after week and there be no fruit or there be no evidence in our life that we follow Jesus Christ. Do we walk in love, compassion, mercy? Do we walk in those things? Do we walk in love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness and give it out in the same measure? Do we carry the fruit of the Holy Spirit? You might be sitting here and sitting there and asking, well, how do I stay connected to his presence? Think about it. A branch has to be present where the vine is. If you separate the two and cut it off, you can bear no fruit. He also says, my Father is the vine dresser. He says he prunes to produce more. So do you want to know what this tells me? Is that we can stop getting frustrated in the pruning seasons. Amen? God prunes so that you can produce more. God prunes so that you can produce more. Pruning is painful, but pruning will produce more fruit when the cutting takes place. Amen? John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If we were to turn back to our initial text there in Mark chapter 11, I'm bringing this in for a landing here. You know, the Bible, there's no idle word. There's no conversation. I just love the Bible. I love reading the Bible. I love studying the Bible. There is hidden mysteries within the Word of God when you connect Scripture to Scripture. And I love it. There's no idle word in the Bible. And Jesus here, he does this on purpose in the same paragraph, in the same setting and conversation. He mentions two words, root and seed. There are only a few things that can destroy a root system, and one of them is salt water, root and sea. And in verse 25, he mentions forgiving others. I dare to say that 90% of us, we don't get to see the levels of breakthrough that we need in his presence while encountering his voice, the Holy Spirit's voice, the Word of God, or in worship. We don't encounter the level of breakthrough that we're looking for because we have unforgiveness or bitterness in our hearts. That's a root issue. Can I just say this morning? When you have a fruit problem, you probably have a root problem.
If you've got a fruit problem, you've probably got a root problem. Tweet that this afternoon when you're heading home. If you have a fruit problem, there's probably a root problem. A word that the Holy Spirit shared with me is that we have to destroy the root system that is keeping us from His presence, because if you can't get to presence, you'll never get to a breakthrough. We need to destroy the root systems in our lives that are keeping us from His presence. You understand that a root problem, or maybe some sin that's going on in your life, or some struggle or some trouble, it can keep you from wanting to get into His presence. And if you don't get into His presence, we end up in a whole lot of trouble. Amen? And by faith, we can cast the root system that's keeping us back from His presence into the sea. The second thing that this section of the text and Jesus is speaking is faith. We want the root removed that is keeping us from presence, which in return will keep us from producing fruit. We must ask in faith that God would help us to remove that root system. And sometimes maybe you'll have to partner with Him in the removal of that root system. That's why Jesus says, keep seeking, keep knocking, keep asking. Jesus is actually interested in seeing how hungry we really are for the things that we ask Him for. Amen? So I'm closing today's message, and I just want to have an opportunity and an invitation. But before I do that, I want to say this. You know, Miss Crystal, you're graduating today. We have Miriam House here with us. We have BTB here in the service with us. And I'm saying this to everybody, but definitely to you, Miss Crystal, today. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to God's word. Stay connected to God's church. Stay connected to God's people. BTB, Miriam House, y'all hear me very well. Folks that do not stay connected, Church of Jesus Christ, hear me well. People that do not stay connected and do not sit and soak in the presence of God, we end up in trouble every single time. You're going to go through things in life as a Christian and as a believer. You know, for some of us, we've taught, or it's been brought up in church, you know, that when you say yes to Christ, that all your problems, they just vanish away. When you become a Christian, that everything just vanishes and goes away. And that's not completely accurate. We go through things in life. I tell you what, I think I've had more people come against me since I've said yes to Jesus than when I was living a reckless and crazy life. So you'll have problems, and you'll have trials, and you'll have tribulations. And Jesus actually addresses this in John chapter 16. He says, in this world, you'll have trials, you'll have tribulations, you will go through things, but to take heart, because I've overcome the world. If He's the one who's overcome the world, I think it's very important that we stay connected to Him. So stay connected to the presence of God. Stay connected to His word. Stay connected to the church. And when I say church, I mean capital C church, the body of Christ. By the way, I just wanted to say that too, as we were here. I just love diversity in the body of Christ. I love diversity in the body of Christ. We go to a lot of different churches with BTB and Miriam House. And can I just say this? It was refreshing to be here today with you at Forest Mill. And we're just so grateful, and we are so thankful for you. So as I'm closing up today's message, I would like to give an invitation as Brother Tommy comes and we sing, and the shepherds, if y'all will come up front. If you're here today and you need prayer, maybe you're here today and you're going through some tough times, you're going through a hard time, you're going through a crazy season like what I mentioned earlier, and you just need some prayer. Maybe you're here today and you say, you've been talking about Christ and you've been talking about this vine, and I don't know what any of that means, but I just know that I need to get right with God today. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be baptized, or whatever that might be, we just want to invite you to come up front as the elders and the shepherds are here, and Brother Tommy leads us in a song. Thank you so much.